Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Father, you've been my friend. Now that I'm in trouble, Lord, stand by me to the end. Oh, Lord, I need you, Jesus, to stand by me. Well, all my money and my friends are gone. Lord, I'm in a mean world, and I'm so all alone, oh, oh, Lord. I need you, Jesus, to stand by me. Hallelujah. Amen. I need the Lord to stand by me. I don't know about you, but I need him every day of my life. I need the Lord to stand by me. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're on the air live. I am your host, Minister Elaine. Amen. Glory to God. Glory be to God. We want to take the opportunity to welcome our listeners to the show today, whether you're listening by phone or by web. We are so thankful unto God that you allowed us to be a part of your busy day. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from the book of Joshua today. Amen. Joshua chapter 1, amen. And while you're doing that, if you have your Bibles, if not, if you're out and about in your own devotional time, if you will go back and read the Word of God and see what God is saying to you in his Word, amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. Father God, we thank you for help. We thank you for strength. We thank you for all things. We thank you that you are God. We thank you, Father, that you are a God that knows all things. We thank you that you are a God that's able to supply every one of our needs, Father. Father God, we just thank you for your love. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you, Father God, for supplying all that we need supernaturally, God. Father God, there is no other God, and we give you praise. We give you worship. We give you glory. We exalt your name on high, Father. Father God, we pray for the lost all over the world, Father God. We pray that they will come to know you, Father, as their Savior. We pray that they will come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. Father God, we pray for the sick and the shut-ins. And we pray for those that are behind prison bars. We pray for those who have lost loved ones, Father God. We pray for comfort, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that they will cast all their cares upon you, for you care for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for loving us, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for sending your only Son into the world that all might have life through him, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the blood that he shed on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. Father God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, oh God. We thank you for your everlasting love. Father God, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, for you're worthy of all our praise. And all these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I am going to begin reading at verse number 5, the book of Joshua chapter 1. And the word of God reads, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance of the land, which I swore unto thy father to give thee. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou may observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not, de- shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and be of good courage. Be not afraid, neither thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his holy word. Amen. Amen. The title of the message today is that you are never alone. You are never alone. In other words, God is always with you. Hallelujah. Whatever he's calling you to do, whatever he's chosen you to do, whatever you're going through, you are never alone. Hallelujah to Jesus. Here in the book of Joshua, amen, Moses is now dead according to the scriptures, and Joshua was commissioned to go. Hallelujah. He was the minister of Moses, amen, and he would be the one that would lead the people into the promised land. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God had also promised them victory in the land, hallelujah, as they went forth to receive their inheritance. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. The word tells us that nothing will be able to stand, glory to God, against those that are that belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. I come with a message upon my tongue, glory to God, that you are never alone. Hallelujah to Jesus. But you must wait on the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't move out of the timing. It was now time for Joshua to move forward, hallelujah, as the minister that would lead the people, glory to God. And God knew, hallelujah to Jesus, that they were going to face many trials and many tribulations, hallelujah, as they went forth into the land, glory to God, that God had promised unto their forefathers. And that's why God said unto them, he said, I will be with you. In other words, you will never be alone, for I am with you. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want to say to somebody today, no matter what you're going through, whether it's on your job, whether it's in your marriage, or it's your children, know that God is with you. He's standing there with you. You are, and you may be in trouble, but you're not in it alone. Glory to God, because God is with you. Hallelujah to Jesus, and he will never leave you or forsake you. No matter what you're going through in your life, glory to God, God has promised, as he has promised unto Joshua, as he told Joshua, glory to God, that he would be with him. In other words, I'm going to be with you just like I was with Moses. When I sent Moses into Egypt, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus, I was with Moses. Glory, hallelujah. The time is now, and you are ready to go forth, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, to do what I have chosen you to do. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He told Joshua, glory to God, that he was ready. In other words, hallelujah to Jesus. Just as I was with Moses, glory to God, when Moses went before Pharaoh, hallelujah to Jesus, and told Pharaoh to let God's people go. Hallelujah to Jesus. He was telling them, glory to God, that he was going to have the same victory that Moses had, because he was with Moses, and so shall he be with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why he tells us in the word of God, we got to stay strong, and we got to stand, and we got to stand in our faith. It's just a test. Glory to God. Some of us are so close to our victory. Some of us are so close to God is calling us to do, and the devil is trying to keep you from getting what God has called you to do. He don't want you to get to the promised land. Glory to God. But you're right there at the door. You got to hold on. Don't give up. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. You are never alone. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't matter what it looks like. Don't matter what it feels like. Don't matter what your enemy says. Don't matter what your enemy do. That's why the Bible says, fret not, glory to God, and do not fear over evildoers, glory to God, because there's nothing that they can do to harm you. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. For God will fight for you. That's what he's telling Joshua here. You be a good encourager. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. You lead the people and let them know that I am with thee. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. God has showed us so much in his word. And as we're reading his word, how he was with his people. He was with them in Egypt. They was in abundant for 430 years, but God had made a time and a place and a season for them to come out. They were going to be delivered. Now it's time for them to go into the promised land. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you ready to go? Glory to God. Are you ready to go? Hallelujah to Jesus. I know that you're going through right now, and I know it don't feel good, but God says that I am with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you'll just stand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to stand. You got to stand. You got to stand. You got to stand in your faith. For God is with you in the midst of your trouble. He's with you in the midst of your fire and everything that is coming against you. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. God is going to turn it around for your good. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Be of good courage. And know that the Father is with you. The word of God says, The afflictions are meant for the righteous. But God hears the cries of the righteous. He heard your cry. Glory to God. He heard your cry when you said, Lord, when? When are you going to show them that you're my God? When, Lord? How much longer, Lord? He heard your cry. Glory to God. Get ready. You're going into the promised land. Get ready. Glory to God. Get ready. For what God has for you. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Get ready for your good success. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Because God is about to make your way prosperous because you depended on him, because you live for him, because you have faith in him, because you trust and you believe in him. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. You are never alone. Others may leave you, family and friends. Husbands and wives are not guaranteed to be in your life. They may leave you. But God will never, ever leave you. Hallelujah. He's promised that. He said, I will never forsake you. I will never leave you alone. I will fight the battle. That's what he's telling Joshua. He said, I will fight the battle. Fear not, stand still and see the salvation of your Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The victory is in your faith. Your victory is in your faith in the Lord. Glory to God. You're not alone. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. But you got to be living right. That's why I just said you can't turn away from the commandments of God. It don't matter what others are doing around you. You got to still continue to live for God. You can't go to the left. Glory to God. He said, you can't go to the left. Do not turn to the left, nor to the right. Hallelujah. Don't go the way the world is going. But you stick with God. You stand with God because he's standing with you. God never leaves us. We leave him. He don't leave us. Glory to God. We're never alone. He's always there. He's always there. You need to cry out to God. And ask him, say, Lord, I need you to stand by me. I need your help, Lord. You are my helper. You are my man of war. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he will give you victory, just like he gave it to the children of Israel. Glory to God. In Moses' time, glory to God. That's why he reminded Joshua, glory to God, of all the things that God had did for them in Egypt. He could do the same thing for him. He was chosen. Glory to God. You got to be chosen. You got to be chosen to do the work of God. For you to have the anointing. Glory to God. That people can get healed and delivered and set free. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. God is able to deliver us from everything and anybody that coming against us. Glory to God. That's why his word says, touch not God's anointed and do his prophet no harm. Can I say that again? Glory. Touch not God's anointed and do his prophet no harm. It does not matter whether you believe or not that God has chosen them. Glory to God. It's not who you think that God will choose. They may not come from a line of pastors. They may not come from a big church. Glory to God. But the God Almighty has chosen them for a great work. God had chosen Joshua. Hallelujah. Jesus said to let him the word. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go. He didn't say from a big church. He didn't say from a line of pastors. He didn't say that. God chose Joshua to be the minister that will follow Moses. And everything that Joshua needed to do the work and to lead the people and to keep the people encouraged and strong in faith, he had it in him because God had already got him ready for all the things that they had been through in Egypt and all of the learning and training that he got through Moses. Glory to God. You got to wait on your ministry. Don't move. Don't move. Because if you move, the devil got a trap. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't move before time. Because God is trying to make you into an effective minister and a witness for the Lord. Don't matter what anybody says unto you, you wait on the Lord so that you can get everything that you need to do the work. Moses was equipped, but Moses could have done his work much sooner if he hadn't moved out of time. He moved out of time. Glory to God. Glory to God. God said, don't move. I don't know who it's for. But he said, don't move out of time. Wait until your timing. Wait for your ministry. Wait for your ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. What an awesome God that we serve, that he's able, hallelujah, to Jesus, to protect us from all dangers, seen and unseen. Hallelujah to Jesus. If we would just listen. If we would just listen to his voice. Hallelujah to Jesus. There are so many other voices out there speaking. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But is it contrary to the word of God? It ain't none of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. But God has commanded the believer strong and be of great and be courageous and strong. Be like the eagle. You know, you may get knocked down, but get on back up and keep on moving. Live by faith, not by what you see. Because all the stuff that you see and all of the stuff that's going on around you and all of the stuff that's falling down around you, it don't have to make you lose your faith. The devil don't want you to do what God has called you to do. If he can kill the God in you, as prophet has told me one day, if he can kill the God in you, you will never be who God has called you to be. When you get really discouraged, pick up the word. Oh, God, hallelujah. When I get really discouraged, sometimes I pick up my word. I pick up my word of God. I had to pick up the words. And I sat there and I just read songs of encouragement. I just read it. And by the time I got through reading his word, and his promises, because his word is his promise unto us. See, he had a promise to them, this land. Glory to God. So we have to read the word to stay encouraged. No matter what's going on around us, we got to stay in the word. We got to keep our mind focused on the Lord. We got to have our heart right. Glory to God. And we have to ask God to create in me a clean heart and a right spirit. Help me, Lord. I need you to stand by me. Show me the way, how I should go, what I should do. And see, that's what he's telling Joshua. I ain't going to never leave you now. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not going to leave you. He said, I will never fail you. You ain't got to worry about your enemies. You ain't even got to worry about the battle. The battle already won. The blood did that. The blood of Jesus won the victory for the believers today. It was the blood of Jesus. We got the victory. It may not have came down to the natural yet, but it's coming. So you better get ready. Because the enemy is already on your feet. You're going into the promised land. Glory to God. You're going to receive your inheritance. You're going to receive everything back that the enemy took from you. And you're going to get some of his stuff. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's something to shout about right there. You're going to come out with more than you ever had. Glory to God. All glory go to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your holy word. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, I've been in some places. Glory to God. And God is truly a deliverer. God is truly a healer. And he will truly set you free if you want to be set free. His word will set you free from anything that's coming against you, don't matter what it is. Because God is always with us. Glory to God. It's not him that leave us, but we leave him. And he will never forsake us. And he will never stop loving us. And that's something to thank him about every day. You know, just thanking him for life and thanking him for his goodness and his mercy. And all that he's already done for us. Our victory is already won. Joshua, now, victory was already won. Joshua had to keep the people while they wouldn't get afraid of the enemy, because sometimes the enemy looked big. That giant looked big. Glory to God. But you got to do like David told, you know, David, as he went forth before Goliath. You got to let that giant know whatever that giant is. It's about to fall in the name of Jesus. Because, see, David knew that when he went before Goliath, he was not standing by himself. He knew that God was with him. And he was a little bit of boy. He had a lot of faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we got to have the same faith. When the enemy comes, we got to have the same faith within us. Glory to God. We got to stay encouraged. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got to be strong. Hallelujah. And we cannot be afraid. Do not be afraid of your enemies. Do not be afraid of your enemies. The Bible says, fret not because of evildoers. Glory to God. Be not afraid of your enemies. For God shall deliver you from everything that the enemy is trying to do against you. Hallelujah to Jesus, because he let them know here, glory to God, that I will never leave you nor forsake you. In your time of trouble, I am there. Stay in your word. Continue to praise him. Walk in faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. For God has shown us so much in his word that he will be with us. He gave us so many examples. If he were with Daniel in the lion's den, he's going to be with you. He was with the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. He's going to be with you. He heard the cry of the children of Israel in Egypt. So shall he be with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And just as Esther and Mordecai in the Jews, glory to God. If God was with them and standing with them, don't you know he's going to do the same thing for you? Nothing by no means shall harm you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. God is always with his children. He never, ever leave us alone. Sometimes he is silent, but that don't mean that he's not standing there. So when you go in a place, and you got your enemies around you. You got your adversities. Glory, hallelujah. You got those that are fighting against you, speaking against you, lying on you, false witness, and whatever they're doing against you. Know that when you stand there, that God is standing there with you. And know that the victory is yours in the name of the Lord. And you don't always have to say anything. You don't have to prove yourself. Glory to God, because God will give you the victory. You don't have to prove yourself to anybody. Glory to God. You be strong and be of good courage. And know that God is standing with you in the midst of your fire, which is trials and tribulation, whatever you're going through. Know that he's standing with you. He's right there. Glory to God. He is right there. And if you just Wait on him. You're going to see the salvation of your God if you just wait and don't move. Don't move. Don't try to fix it yourself. Glory to God. But let God do what he needs to do. Sometimes we get in the way of what God is trying to do. Hallelujah to Jesus. For God is with us wherever we go. There's no place. There's no place in darkness that God is not with us. He is with us in the midst of the darkness. He is the light that we follow is his light in the darkness. There's no place that he can go, won't go. He protects his children. It's just like our fathers, our earthly fathers, our earthly fathers, our natural fathers, those who are truly fathers, glory to God, they protect their home. They protect their children. They protect their wives because they love them. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And because God is the head of their lives, and they have made God the center of their lives and their marriage and their families, God will, glory to God, protect them. And that man has that spirit, glory to God, his children. God is going to protect you. Don't worry. Don't worry about a thing. Know that God is with you. Hallelujah to Jesus. And as I, you know, look back at the Old Testament and how God told Joshua, you know, that Moses was now, you know, dead and it was time for him to arise and lead the people. But Joshua had seen what God had done in Egypt. He had seen the miracles of God. And he'd seen how God had brought the people through. He's seen how the enemy was destroyed before the children of Israel faced. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Just keep on praying. Glory to God. And while you're praying, pray for others. Pray for other believers. Glory to God. Pray for those that are lost and need a Savior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus, for he is so worthy of all our praise. He is so worthy to keep us. See, if we get in the Word of God and we get that Word and meditate on that Word in our mind, and then when things come against us, we can reach back and grab that Word. You know, when the enemy say, you know what, I come to kill, steal, and destroy, you're going to say, oh, not me, I'm not going to be deleted. I'm not going to be defeated. I got the victory in the name of the Lord. And you got to stand strong. You got to believe that. He comes to take your faith. He comes to take that faith. And if he can kill that God in you, and take that faith. He feel like he don't want the victory. But we got to stay in Christ Jesus. We can't go to all these other strange doctrines, glory to God. But we got to be strong and of good courage and stay with the Lord and stay with his way, glory to God, and stay focused with him. No matter what we're going through, no matter our pains or sorrow in our lives, even if our lives are turned upside down, God is with you, and you are never, ever alone. If you don't know the Lord and you don't know this Savior, you don't know God, and you don't know him as a deliverer, as a healer, hallelujah. You don't know him as the God that will make a way out of no way. You don't know him as a God that already has a plan and have a life for you that is full of abundance. He has an inheritance for you. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you would just say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Ask the Lord to come into your heart and ask him to cleanse you from all of your sin. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ask him to forgive you and confess and believe and be baptized in his name. Glory to God. Believe that he is. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And ask him, say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin. Forgive me of my sin. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Hallelujah. And change your life and repent of your sins. Glory to God. You got to truly repent of your sin. That means turn your life around and live for Jesus. Find your Bible-believing church. Glory to God. Get your Bible and begin to read it, because it's in the Word where you're going to get your strength. And God will renew your strength. And he will give you courage. And he will give you faith enough to stand. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And if you have given your life to Christ today, if you would just leave me a message or inbox me on Facebook, amen, glory to God. We pray that you have a good week this week in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. No matter what you're going through in life, know that you're not alone. Hallelujah to Jesus. Know that you're never alone, and that God is always with us, and he's standing with you right there in Jesus' mighty name. Be blessed.